Well, John Luttrell, trainer of last season's Tasmanian Derby winner GG's Black Flash. He resumed to have a trial in Hobart on Tuesday, and well, you must have been impressed with the way he trialled.
Yeah, he's trialled really well, Pete. You know, he wasn't pushed out in the trial, he won the trial, and everything we asked him to do, Amosu Jimano wrote him and said he had plenty up his sleeve and had the line full of running.
Now, unfortunately, GG's Black Flash, he suffered a bleeding attack in training out of Brighton, but he's come through that with flying colours.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if he had a bit of a virus or what happened there. You know, he'd come back in one morning with blood in both nostrils, and we got the vet in and we scoped him and it wasn't a real bad bleed. We just automatically just pulled up stumps on him and put him back out for 6 or 7 weeks, bad lymphatic, and brought him back in. And he's had 4 months now, and he's been just going enormous.
All right, what are the plans for GG's Black Flash, this preparation, John?
He'll run at Mowbray a fortnight from today, which is the 23rd or 24th. He'll run at Mowbray in the 1200 metre handicap.
Under lights?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll then afford, that's only for about the 16th of January then Hobart. He's going to run the mile away for age race. Kevin Sharkey.
Yeah, the Kevin Sharkey, yeah.
Yeah. All the good horses on, the way for age horses on. And then we'll look, probably run in one of those cups, lead up cup of summer, cup of one races for the Hobart Cup. So
okay.
Probably three races. Yeah.
Now, it's going to be a short prep into the cups, but you're content with that?
Yeah, I just reckon, because he had 3 months' work before we had the mishap with him.
Yep.
He was rock hard, fitting ready to go, then only 6 or 7 weeks off, so he's been in work a long time.
Okay.
He's had 4 months' work now, so, you know, he's, you know, and he's one of them horses, he's very clean winded, and only does as much as what he has to do, but his fitness level has been 100%. You know, he's hasn't been handled, always been beautiful in his work, you know, and
yeah.
Done a lot of long work, and I can't fault him.
All right, John, well, look, all the best with GG's Black Flash. We all look forward to seeing him come back to the races. In Hobart on Sunday, you've got another fair-sized team going to the track, and you've got a few GGs going around. In the first race, you've got Sweet GG, only had the one start for an eighth. What can we expect in race one, the maiden plate over 1,400?
Yeah, she ran a pretty fair race first up. Sergio Mano got off and said, just try her over a bit of ground. She's worked, she definitely improved out of size and work, and I think she's a place chance, yeah.
All right, in race two, you've got GG's Beauty. A debut third, I thought, was very handy, considering it was on the pace and stuck to its guns pretty well.
Yeah, he's a horse with just a stack of ability, very classy, very, very good animal. I think he's above average. I think he'll measure up probably in a good 3-year-old races. I think he might even push on for the Guineas. And the Derby, he's a full rubber to master, GG. He ran the Derby at the horse, and this horse is, he's just got untapped metabolic ability. If he keeps going the way he's going, I think he'll be nearly winning the race on Sunday, yeah.
All right, well, GG's Dash is in race three, and also Nicole's Little Miss. Nicole's Little Miss is coming back from a spell.
Yeah, she's shown a fair bit as a young horse with a bit of wayward, done a few things wrong and that, and Jeff improved, working very well. Judy Dash, Paul bought her a ready to run sale, and we got her in. She was like a bit tired, and she's pulled up his shin in the first run, so she had a spell. She raced the other day with a really, really good run. The kid thought she should have run third, he reckon she wanted blinkers on, and the girl did tell me that after the trial when I trialled her. Her track work's been outstanding, so I think she was a British way chance as well, too.
Okay. In race number six, you've got Master GG, and I thought Master GG's last run was better than it looked on paper when it ran fifth.
Yeah, Sergio's here with a good run. He got on back on the inside, and I think he's a bit one of the horses who don't like racing much on the inside. He lost a bit of ground getting up towards the corner, when he said he got clear in the straight off the hills, he only beat probably two and a half lengths. Sergio really probably should have won the race the other day, was a top run. The horse has pulled up very well. And I think this horse has got a good staying potential, and you know, I was going to nearly run him in the Brighton Cup, but I thought this might be like an easier race than the Vira, and might be a chance of picking up a great race for him. But the horse is going super.
Okay, in race seven, you've got Conbiani, and this is one of the latest arrivals at your stable. Has been very consistent, other than two starts back when things just went wrong. But you've got to forget about that. Ran second at first start for you, then won. then that silly run, and then second last time out with a 2 kilo claim for Talia Rotter and Barrier 8. He looks like a reasonable each way chance in race 7.
Yeah, horse is going super. Young Andy Brenner came out and galloped him yesterday morning, and he was real good work. I took him to Devonport. I wanted to try him on heavy going, but he drew the inside gate, and Moll actually rode him and just said he didn't mean leather going at all, so he wasn't, like, you know, knocked around sort of thing. He ran a good second last week. It was the top run from the outside gate. Probably, Perez reckon he probably could have, you know, been right there if he probably could have won the race for a decent draw. The horse is training very well, and I think he's a real good chance each way, anyway. Yeah.
Okay, in the Brighton Cup, which gives you ballot free entry into the Hobart Cup if you win this, and Libby's Girl, good win two starts back, but she mixes her form, and the race has got to be run to suit, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, she wants the speed on. That's the way you just got to come up her up and get a like a clear run the last 400. She ran second, got beat half neck in that race last year. She won well at Devonport on heavy going. She's trained on very well. Like after Devonport, she last week she got in behind like Master Judy. She was back last before the corner, and he never had really clear gallop from him in the straight, and Santa Brazil said she was very unlucky not to finish a lot closer. She's trained on well, and she'll give him a bit of a fair way tomorrow on Sunday, yeah.
Well, is there going to be speed on, because Riskett's in the race and organised, and they both go quick, and Siobhan Leader can travel on the pace, so there's going to be genuine speed there, so it enhances her chances.
Yeah, she'll be a chance. I just told her. The day she turns it on, she's pretty hard to beat when she goes. She's coming right this time of the year. Like last year, she raced good this time last year. I think she's trained on good, and I can't fault her. I'm happy with her, yeah.
Okay. In race 9, the second last race on the card, the Class 4, you've got GG's Truce resuming from a little break. And what can we expect first up from GG's Truce, number 3 in race 9?
Yeah, well, she's been flying. She's a good little galloper. Like, her form was impeccable last time in work, and honestly, Pete, I couldn't be happy with her. I thought the trial was on Tuesday, and I said to young Susie not to knock her around sort of thing, because Fecto Rule was in the trial.
Yeah.
She ran second, got beat 3 lengths, I think, and they ran 2 seconds faster than the other trials, and Susie said she was really, really good. She's come on, she's really, really well in herself this week, and I'm going to race pretty confident she'll be right there.
Well, that's a good guide. And in the last race of the day, you're going to have a rest because you haven't got one going around, so this is the last run.
Nothing I'll lift it up to. My old horse in there, all works in there, I've still got a series in my shape, but Stephen Brazendale trained him on the beach down there, and they tell me he's going good, so we can fuck a blow there.
Good on you. Well, out of the runners you're taking to our week on Sunday, what would you think would be your best winning chance?
I reckon GG's Dash, I reckon, will go good. Combine if you win chance. And I reckon the last one, I'd say, well, Judy Truce is a good chance of winning the race, yeah.
All right, mate. Well, all the best on Sunday at Tattersalls Park, and we can hardly wait to see the return of GG's Black Flash, the 2010 Tasmanian Derby winner. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Peter.